From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. More than 1,000 Bahamians are in South Florida today after getting on a cruise ship Friday in Freeport. It docked at the Port of Palm Beach on Saturday. WLRN's Danny Rivera was in Freeport and on the ship as they escaped the devastation left by Hurricane Dorian.
It's a chaotic scene at the harbor in Freeport, Grand Bahama. Thousands of Bahamians have turned out, hoping to get on board a Bahamas Paradise cruise ship. The ship came to the island with over 200,000 pounds of emergency supplies, in addition to medical personnel. But most of the ship was empty from Palm Beach, expecting to evacuate Bahamian residents to Florida.
I've never seen anything like this.
Bentley Williams has been waiting in the blistering sun for hours. He says he lost everything, and he needs to get to Florida, where he has family.
Yesterday, just to get water alone to take a bath, that took me like maybe, 6 hours just to find water. I can't do it no more. I mean, I'll do anything just to get off the island. I don't want to be here no more.
Reniska Cartwright is holding her 2-year-old niece in her arms. She's found a sliver of shade to escape the searing sun beating down on the crowd. She's trying to meet up with her family in Pembroke Pines in Miramar. After living in Dorian for 2 days, and now with the heat and uncertainty, frustrations are everywhere.
I haven't been under 30 hours.
Everybody wants shelter and be at comforts. This could turn into a fight, so that's really crazy. So they need to bring some police or something. Because
outside the harbor, people are still trying to sort out their lives. I find Amanda Kellowen rummaging through clothes. Her home has holes where there used to be walls. Remnants of her past life are thrown across the yard. A broken flashlight, soggy pieces of paper. She was stuck in her attic for 36 hours until she was rescued by a man on a jet ski.
You know, this was my home. I grew up here. I love the island life and everything, and never known I would have faced this disaster.
Kellowen is an immigrant from Suriname. She left South America for the Bahamas 13 years ago. With her home in ruins, she's been sleeping in other people's houses, wearing other people's clothes.
I'm trying to move and go somewhere. Wherever God wants to take me, he could take me somewhere, anywhere, but not in the Bahamas.
She has family in Florida, but doesn't know how she'll manage to get a visa to the U.S. She's not a Bahamian citizen. Not everyone is trying to leave the island. Sterling Albrey lived in a small town outside Freeport called Lady Lake. The walls to his home were blown open, and virtually everything was swept away in the 20 feet of storm surge. But Albrey's gonna try to stick it out on the island.
I gotta look for higher land, because I'm not gonna build here.
Back at the harbor, the situation is getting desperate as the time for departure nears. Some people arrived at 3 in the morning to try to board the ship that leaves at midnight. Some people are passing out in the heat. A volunteer medical team from Florida treats people for heat exhaustion and dehydration. In the end, 1,500 people from the island are led onto the boat. Some are U.S. passport holders, but most are Bahamian, like Dominique Dillett. She made it on board.
My OSHA's done. We find 3 fishes in the yard, snakes, centipede, everything. Closes out to the yard. My passport I almost lost. It was in the grass.
Dillett is with her husband and 3-year-old son. They have a visa to get into the U.S. and family in West Palm Beach.
It's depressing to even be here. That's why for the opportunity to come on this boat today, everyone was out there.
When she lands on the other side, she plans to stay as long as the U.S. will let her.
Because I don't think Freeport could bounce back.
I'm Danny Rivero in Freeport, Grand Bahama.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.